Convention, please come to order. Distinguished guests, delegates, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 1956 Mock Democratic Convention. The Washington Lee University Band, under the direction of Rimley Miles, will now play our national anthem. I have two announcements. Tonight at 6:15 and 11:05, films of the parade this afternoon will be shown on WSLS-TV, Channel 10. I also have the winning bands and floats. The bands number one was BMI. Second. Second was Greenbrier Military School. Drill teams, the one and only place went to Augusta Military Academy. In the float competition, the winning float was Iowa. Second was Oregon. That this.
Democratic National Committee, a national mock convention of the Democratic Party, is hereby called to meet in the Doremus Gymnasium, Washington and Lee University, City of Lexington, State of Virginia, on the 30th day of April, 1956, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, for the purpose of nominating a candidate for president and a candidate for vice president of the United States, to promulgate a platform and to take other such action with respect to any other matters as the convention may deem advisable. The distribution of votes for said Democratic National Mock Convention shall be as follows: Alabama, 26, Arizona, 16, Arkansas, 26, California, 68, Colorado, 20, Connecticut, 20, Delaware, 10, Florida, 28, Georgia, 32, Idaho, 12.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mayor, Dr. Gaines, Senator Barkley, all of our distinguished guests and members, delegates to this convention. I like your enthusiasm. I think there's a song about it, "Does Your Soul Good," or something like that. It comes into part of a song we hear every morning on the radio. Well, it does your soul good to see so many of you fine young men with this wonderful enthusiasm you have here, and may I say, teaching us how to hold a Democratic convention. As governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and a lifelong Democrat, I welcome you here to this great city in the Valley of Virginia for this convention. We are delighted that you have chosen this spot to hold it. You know, I think a lot and sometimes talk a lot about our heritage. But I feel that it is so well taken care of by you here today that I'm not going to say a whole lot about our Virginia heritage, even though we are so proud of it. But I feel so assured that it is in good hands and we have nothing to fear there. My task, however, is a most pleasant one here today. You have chosen, I think, one of the most outstanding men in the entire nation for your keynote address today. And I feel so honored that I have been invited to present him to you. There's one thing I can't explain to you about him, and I'm sure you may want to quiz him a little on that. I see that he studied law at the University of Virginia. And I don't find why he studied law at WNL. But he is a distinguished lawyer, having served his district in Kentucky as attorney and as judge, and from that position was elected to the United States House of Representatives from his district in Kentucky in 1913. While he served in that position until 1927.
when he was elected to the United States Senate from his state and served until 1949. But during that time, he has attended so many of these conventions, these Democratic conventions, from 1920 on up until this day, he has attended the Democratic conventions. And it was my pleasure to see him serve in 1940 as chairman of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And then may I, at this point, just say, do not let your enthusiasm for your candidate get away from you, because I saw him presiding in 1944 in Chicago when the candidate had been nominated for Vice President of the United States. And that was a parade that lasted so long. And they were a little out of hand. So the gentleman who is to address you this afternoon adjourned the convention during that parade. As a result, as a result of that, the gentleman who had been nominated at that time and whose honor the parade was, did not receive the nomination. I just throw that out to you for whatever it might be worth as you nominate your candidates here this evening and tomorrow. This gentleman I am about to present to you, as you know, when he left the Senate in 1949, he served 4 years as Vice President of the United States. Since that time, since serving his term there, he has been called back to serve his state in the Senate again. And I'm just reminded of the wonderful ovation you gave him here few moments ago. It was second only to that ovation that I saw him receive in Chicago in 1952 when he came to the platform. I've never seen anybody receive an ovation equal to that. It made me proud of him. I was proud of him before. I was more proud of him after that time. And ladies and gentlemen of the convention, I do have a very distinct honor and privilege to at this time present to you our neighbor from Kentucky, the Honorable Alvin Bach, please, Senator from Kentucky.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Bradford on the balcony of the Hotel Robert E. Lee, where the mock convention parade is now passing. The lead unit, the band from Virginia Military Institute, whose campus touches that of Washington and Lee, is just now passing by. Just a few minutes ago, some Republicans got into the parade. A group of students shouting, "We like Ike," started through the streets ahead of the regular parade, but parade officials quickly hustled them aside. The VMI band is now passing, and in the first car is the keynote speaker for today's convention, the Honorable Alvin W. Barkley, at 78, the junior senator from Kentucky. It's a very warm day here, as a matter of fact, one of the hottest days of a very late spring, but Senator Barkley and Dr. Francis Gaines, the president of Washington and Lee, are riding in an open convertible. The senator is wearing a perpetual smile and a straw hat, and Dr. Gaines also has a straw hat, and they're both waving at the crowds along the street. Flanking Barkley's car are four students dressed in trench coats and with their hats pulled down in front. These are the Secret Service men who traditionally guard the keynoter. Senator Barkley will deliver the keynote address in less than an hour. Following the car containing Dr. Gaines and the senator is another convertible, this one containing Governor Thomas Stanley of Virginia, who will introduce Barkley today. Virginia has the first float in the parade today. Incidentally, a parade marshal told me just before the parade started, the line of march will probably take about 50 minutes to move past a given point, which is quite a parade for a town of just 3,000. That's the size of Lexington. Following Virginia's float in the parade are all the other states in alphabetical order. Time will not permit a description of all the floats, but I checked on them before the parade, and one of the most interesting, at least I guess to the Washington and Lee students, is that New Jersey float. For that float will bear Miss Sharon K. Ritchie, who is Miss America for 1956. The delegation from Senator Barkley's home state of Kentucky extols Kentucky's many virtues, horses, tobacco, whiskey, and women. And a horse has been corralled from some nearby farmer, and said horse will parade through the streets with a garland of roses around his neck and an overweight jockey on top. The Tennessee float that I saw has an actual motor-operated spring gushing real water, and Oklahoma's oil well is gushing for a favorite son. Illinois has about the largest group of floats, I think, depicting the early pioneers who went west in covered wagons. They've got the wagons, they've got some real hound dogs, and they have a regular herd of cows who I would say are way past milking time. Besides the VMI band, there are several Lexington bands, plus high school and prep school bands. One of the smallest bands, that of a prep school, the Augusta Military Academy in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. It's one of the smallest, it's also one of the loudest and most musical. They had a bit of livestock trouble before the parade, and a couple of horses got tangled up in the Mississippi delegation and tossed a Mississippi gambler to the pavement. Nothing harmed, though, apparently, except maybe his dignity. Well, after leading the parade through town, Senator Barkley will review the rest of the parade from Dr. Gaines' lawn about a city block from Convention Hall. Barkley will then walk to the Convention Hall where he will deliver the keynote address. This is Bob Bradford at the Hotel Robert E. Lee, returning you now to Convention Hall. The next cut on this tape is the call, the convention being called to order by Ellis Drew, the presiding officer and chairman of the Mock Democratic National Committee.
Will the convention please come to order? Convention. The Washington Lee University Band, under the direction of Ringley Miles, will now play our national anthem.
This next bit of bedlam broke loose when Miss Sharon K. Ritchie, Miss America for 1956, was introduced at the convention just before the keynote address by Senator Barkley.
Thank you. I've ever met.
Next, the call for the convention by the Honorable Sam Sim of Maryland, Student Secretary of the Democratic National Committee.
By authority of the Democratic National Committee, a national mock convention of the Democratic Party is hereby called to meet in the Doremus Gymnasium, Washington and Lee University, City of Lexington, State of Virginia, on the 30th day of April, 1956, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, for the purpose of nominating a candidate for president and a candidate for vice president of the United States, to promulgate a platform, and to take other such action with respect to any other matters as the convention may deem advisable. The distribution of votes for said Democratic National Mock Convention shall be as follows. Alabama, 26. Arizona, 16. Arkansas, 26. California, 68. Colorado, 20. Connecticut, 20. Delaware, 10. Florida, 28. Georgia, 32. Idaho.